gone now. You're going to be one of the guys that are playing a prominent role. How do you feel about that?
I'm very excited knowing that I got the punt return job. Kick return still in the air. We just competing every day to fill in that role.
Yeah. Josh's contributions here, obviously a lot of fans love him. What do you think you're going to be able to do to help this team in returning punts in that role?
Just that this is the NFL. Guys come, guys go, and Josh was a great person, a great mentor to me. He taught me a lot of things. I can just go on this upcoming season and just fill in the shoes where he left off.
You feel much more comfortable this year coming in your second year with the league and kind of knowing your role here?
Yes, I always taught myself to get better at things, learn from Josh, the thing he taught me, and I'm just ready to go back down and just field punts.
How about at the receiving core? You know, obviously the other Josh isn't going to be out for a couple games. It would give you maybe a chance to – you're one of the few guys out there that can really stretch the field. Your thoughts on that?
It's just a fill-in role, knowing that Josh is suspended two games, and I just got to go on there and just fill in the shoes for him for them two games.
Did you go back to Miami to work out in the offseason?
Yes, I went a couple times.
In Miami?
Yes.
Did you work out with any of the Browns during the offseason? I know Whedon had a couple of the guys in with him.
Martario Hardesty, Muhammad from last year, all those guys, we worked out in Boca also down on training.
One of the things I hear, and this is more sometimes from fans than necessarily media or other players, is everyone wants to see what happens when you get really hit. Because you're not a big guy, and yet last year you went through the entire season and really didn't get that huge hit. Is there something about either your speed or just knowing how to avoid those major hits?
It's just being a ball player, knowing that the things you can and cannot do, knowing that my speed will allow me not to get hit, just maintaining focus on the field, knowing your environment around you.
But do you take any offense to the thought that, like, if someone hits you, you weren't going to get back up?
No, never. I'm human just like they human. Just because they're bigger than me doesn't mean nothing.
What has the coaches told you that you need to work on this camp to be a bigger part of the offense?
Just going on and get better every day, knowing that the things we can do in this offense, and it's a great offense, knowing that I could just go in and just become better every day.
Is there anything that was unnatural to you as far as returning punts? I'm sure you did it in college as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you just feel very comfortable back
here? Yeah, I'm very calm. I'm used to it, and I just got the road this year.
What is the hardest thing about that, Kev? I mean, on a windy day, what's that ball look like coming down? Is it like a knuckleball?
No, the ball is the ball. It's just like the quarterback throwing it to you. You just look it in and catch it.
But it's not fluttering. I would assume that a ball kick like that might not be.
It depends on how you come off your foot. If you're a great kicker, you can make the ball come off your feet, a knuckleball, not spinning. It just depends. You just got to look the ball in.
Browns brought in a lot of new guys, especially at the wide receiver position. Does that make you feel uneasy coming into camp, or do you feel confident in your ability to make the team?
Yeah, you just competitive. Knowing that guys come in, guys come out, guys are taking reps, it's just like when you go in and get your rep, just make it great.
You think you can be one of the top punt returners in the league next year or this coming season?
Yes. We have a great special team. Cleveland special team been great all the years. So I got the ability to be one of the top returners.